A mass shooting at a pair of mushroom farms in a coastal town south of San Francisco last year exposed the deplorable conditions workers lived in. Now, the city of Half Moon Bay is preparing to break ground on permanent farm worker housing. KQED's senior immigration editor Taiki Hendricks has more.
A man named Cornelio has just gotten off his shift at the mushroom farm where he still works when I meet him on the porch of the temporary rental he moved into after last year's shooting.
Pues la verdad, yo estaba trabajando dentro Bernadero.
He says he was inside the greenhouse on January 23rd last year when a co-worker began the shooting spree that took seven lives.
Cuando yo vi eso, pues, entonces,
he tells me what he saw shook him to his core.
Mi nombre es Vicente.
Vicente was there too. He's 52. Both men asked not to use their full names due to immigration concerns. The county has put them up in this funky guest house downtown for the past year. It's a lot better than living on the mushroom farm, California Terra Garden. Vicente says the trailers were crowded, with no place to cook and no hot water. Facts that Governor Gavin Newsom called out when he toured the farms after the shooting.
Some of you should see where these folks are living. The conditions they're living in, shipping containers, living in shipping containers.
Local, state, and federal officials vowed to make things better and tackle the larger housing crisis agricultural workers face in this corner of the expensive Bay Area. To start, San Mateo County committed $1 million to cover a year's rent for the 38 people who lived on the mushroom farms, including Cornelio and Vicente. The city of Half Moon Bay and local foundations will pick up the cost for this second year while permanent houses are built. Nearly 50 manufactured homes will go on this parcel of land, across a creek from the mushroom farm.
We are moving fast.
That's Mayor Joaquin Jimenez. He says they'll break ground soon and be ready early next year.
From the shooting, that is giving us the opportunity, you know, to move faster as an emergency housing.
As the child of farm workers himself, Jimenez knows about crowded housing. For a while, his family shared a three-bedroom house with 21 people. He also knows how important it is to help low-income farm workers become homeowners. And the new project will do just that. State home loans will allow some families to buy their units.
The farm workers are going to get to own their mojo home. It's with the idea to help them build wealth, you know, for their family.
Other projects are in the works, too. The city is developing an apartment building for 40 elder farm workers, and the county is buying a site with plans for at least 100 more homes. Officials estimate hundreds of units are still needed, but County Supervisor Ray Mueller says he sees real progress.
We are light years from where we were a year ago.
The shooting also prompted the county to create a new task force to inspect all on-farm housing. Mueller says taking care of farm workers is not only the right thing to do, it's important for the health of the county's economy, where agriculture is a $100 million industry.
Agriculture is incredibly important. It provides food resilience to the region. And then obviously there's the economics of being able to go ahead and have that thriving industry there, which provides good jobs.
And the people doing those jobs, like Cornelio and Vicente, need an affordable place to live. By early next year, they could be moving into permanent homes, homes they could eventually own. Cornelio says that would finally give him peace of mind.
Ya uno así con una vivienda humilde, pues al menos no vamos a andar para arriba y para abajo.
Vicente says even a humble house will do, a place where he can finally live together with his wife and son again, maybe with a park nearby where his little boy can play outside. For the California Report, I'm Taiki Hendricks in Half Moon Bay.